You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available at www.talktainmentradio.com. So the title for today's show is I Want to Break Free. And what I've put together is it's your time to travel guide for 2021. If you felt stuck on pause in 2020, you're not alone. Today, It's Your Time to Travel. We'll discuss how to go from pause to play and what it would take to break free, because the rules for travel has changed and we will bring you up to date on all the changes. So everything is about the coronavirus. And I read an article that suggested the number one place to catch the virus is, and the best example I can give you is the grocery store. You know, you go into the grocery store and you're around all these people and they say that's the place where you can catch the virus the easiest. And in this article, they suggested that you do curbside, or you have your groceries delivered. So if you think of the grocery store, can you imagine what the airport would be like trying to travel through the airport? Probably 100 times more intensified with all the people around. If they suggested that the grocery store is the most likely place for you is the most likely place to be contagious because of the amount of people in there, imagine what an airport would be like. So I have a sister that works for a nursing home, and she gets tested every single week. So you think people that work in public places would be tested every single week? Absolutely not. In California, there's a store that doesn't have the Kroger's name, but it's run by Kroger's, and the state of California forced Kroger's to give the employees an extra $5 because they're putting their lives at risk. So just imagine what it would be like going through an airport. So there's two guys traveling to Tampa for the Super Bowl to provide security, and they have on what I can best describe as a hazmat suit. I mean, they have their shoes covered. They have their hands covered. They have a shield on that's connected to the suit. And they made it through TSA security. And along the way to the gate, they kept being stopped and asked questions about the suit they had on, but nobody stopped them. So when they got to the gate and they wanted to get on the plane, the airlines would not allow them to get on the plane with this hazmat suit that they were wearing. They said they were going to Tampa to provide security for the Super Bowl, and they were never allowed on the plane. So that brought me to put together a guide of all the things that we need to do today to be able to travel in 2021. So the first thing you need to know is TSA workers are granted authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has authorized the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, workers to enforce Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. The acting secretary signed a determination of national emergency, which empowers the TSA to take actions consistent with the authorities of its federal jurisdiction to enforce the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention mask mandate. The CDC order takes effect on February 1st. It makes the refusal to wear face masks on planes, other forms of transportation, buses, trains, ferries, subways, taxis, rideshare vehicles, a violation of federal law. What it didn't say here is that even if you go to the post office, you need to have a mask on. Okay? The CDC mandate requires that people wear masks that covers both the nose and mouth while using public means of transportation and while waiting in airports, terminals, stations, etc. The CDC dictates that masks must include two or more layers of breathable fabric and be secured around a person's head using ties, earlobes, or elastic bands. People must also wear their masks properly in order for them to be effective. So the CDC requires that masks fit snugly around the face and they must be free from punctures or holes to breathe. Gaiters are also permissible, but they must consist of at least two layers of fabric or be folded over to supply two layers. Scarves and bandanas don't fulfill the requirements. The CDC order specifies that face shields and goggles can be used in addition to, but not in place of, wearing a mask. It also provides exemptions for children under the age of two and people with disabilities that would preclude their wearing a mask. So there's new rules out there to travel. With the vaccine available, and people want to get out and travel more, there's just new rules. And in this document that I read, it doesn't say that you don't have to wear a mask because you've been vaccinated. You still have to wear a mask if you're going to travel, public transportation. With the new mandate that they have, you still have to wear a mask. So this just in, COVID-19 testing is required for U.S. entry. Effective January 26th, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, will require all air passengers 2 years of age and over entering the United States, including U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents, to present a negative COVID-19 test taken within 3 calendar days of departure or proof of recovery from the virus within the last 90 days. Airlines must confirm the negative test result or proof of a recent recovery for all passengers prior to boarding. Airlines must deny boarding of passengers who do not provide documentation of a negative test or recovery. And just so you know, that Tire Surgeon Travel has a list of hotels that provide free testing, and we will discuss this more as we get into our travel tips or travel with an expert. But one of the things that we have always suggested on It's Your Time to Travel is that for international travelers, you need to enroll into the STEP program. The STEP program is called Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. And what the program is, the Smart Travel Enrollment Program is a free service to allow U.S. citizens and nationals living, traveling and living abroad to enroll their trip with the newest, with the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate. And the benefits of enrolling in the program, enrolling in STEP, is you receive important information from the embassy about safety conditions in your destination country, helping you make informed decisions about your travel plans. It helps the U.S. embassy to contact you in an emergency, whether a natural disaster, a civil unrest, or a family emergency. It helps family and friends get in touch with you in an emergency when you're traveling overseas. the best example I have for this program is that in 2017, I was contacted by China to provide travel for a group of traveling from China to New York City. I put the contract together. It was a huge contract. I emailed the contract back to the company, who looked at it and said, "Everything looks great. All you have to do is catch a plane to Hong Kong. When you get to Hong Kong, take a boat from Hong Kong to China. When you get to your hotel, give us a call and we'll come get you." Something sounded strange with that. So I contacted the U.S. Embassy, who suggested to me that I do not need to go over to China to sign a contract. So when I went back and talked to the company again, they said they didn't understand, blah, 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 blah. So I contacted the embassy again, and they put it in plain words: if you go over there to sign the contract, you won't be coming back. So I believe in this STEP program. You can enroll a trip and you can get alerts. Even if you're staying at home, you can get travel advisories. So if you're not traveling now but are interested in monitoring safety conditions for a specific destination overseas, sign up for email advisories to receive the latest travel advisories when they are posted on travel.state.gov. And for frequent travelers, you can create an account. So I really, really believe in this STEP program if you're an international traveler and you're traveling overseas. So if you're traveling internationally, what do you do or what to do if you test positive while traveling abroad? So on January 26th, it was effective that to travel into the United States, you need a negative test. So what if you travel overseas, get tested, and you test positive? What happens then? As a matter of fact, I have some travel dates coming up. On February 28th, I'm supposed to be in Cancun. On March the 6th, I'm supposed to be in Punta Cana. And then towards the end of March, I'm supposed to be in Miami, Florida, for the Miami Open, which is a tennis event. So I have scrubbed going to Cancun because I was afraid that I would get over there and not be able to get back. Punta Cana is still up on the board. They contacted me today, and they had me on the wait list for Punta Cana, because all these events except for the one in Miami is events that Cancun and Punta Cana is paying for. So now that U.S. requires visitors and returning residents to provide proof of a negative COVID-19 test results in order to enter the country, international travel has become much more complicated and uncertain. Not only does this dictate that leaving the country will require that you locate approved testing sites at your destinations, which can provide documented results within 72 hours of your return flight. It also means you'll need to be prepared for an extended stay, more testing, and perhaps medical treatment should you test positive while aboard. Most people probably assume that they'll test negative and proceed as planned onto their return flight, especially if they've been cautious during the travels, but there is no guarantee that things will go so smoothly. A positive test result, even a false one, would strand someone overseas anywhere from days to weeks until they're finally able to obtain a negative test result. Experts are advising that American international travelers have a contingency plan in place before leaving the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and State Department officials have stated that anyone attempting to board a flight to the U.S. without a qualifying negative test results will be denied. This could leave Americans stuck in an extended way overseas. Both for those who test positive and are required to quarantine in a foreign country, and those who find themselves in areas where it's difficult to secure proper testing and or another flight home. So if you're flying internationally, it gets very serious about trying to get back into the States. But as we go through the program, I have some suggestions that may help you feel a little bit better about traveling internationally or just traveling domestically. Towards the second half of the show, I have the CDC guidelines for traveling. So, unfortunately, the State Department has also declared that it won't offer medical assistance to Americans abroad who tested positive due to the department's limited medical resources outside of the country. That means you can't turn to the U.S. Embassy in your destination country for help if you become sick. The extent of its existence is providing a directory of testing sites available in every country. Tire Surgeon Trevor are counseling our clients to look into purchasing third-party travel insurance policies designed to cover the expense of up to 14 days of quarantine in their destination if their tests were to come up positive, plus the cost of additional testing and potential medical expenses should they get really sick while aboard. 2 weeks of extended hotel stays alone could cost guests thousands of dollars. So travelers should talk directly with travel insurance providers to determine what type of coverage they may need, noting that the policy cost will factor into the purchaser's age, destination, desired inclusions. You can still travel safely. You just need to plan and know what the ramifications are if you test positive. Hopefully no one does, but if they do, then they must have a plan, and Tyus Tours and Travel strongly suggests using Travel Safe Insurance. Some hotel brands are incentivizing travel by offering discounted or even free extended accommodation for guests who test positive. And a lot of hotels in foreign countries are offering free tests. Your travel insurance does not cover the cost of tests. There's places that offer free on-site testing and promises to provide quarantine accommodations free of charge or until a doctor certifies clearance for travel with a negative test result for a period not to exceed 14 nights. And again, there's just different hotels, Mexico, the Caribbean, that offers free testing and free quarantine stays. And travelers should research their intended hotel COVID-related policies and provisions prior to their arrival. And we have a list of all the hotels that provide free testing. So you just need to give us a call at 866-547-5362, and we can give you a list of all the hotels that have free testing, and we'll give you free stay up till 14 days. We have a list of all those available. So you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Subscribe to our TalkTime Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. And visit www.talktainmentradio.com for our podcast. So again, today we're talking about what it takes to break free. You know, if you felt stuck on pause in 2020, you're not alone. Today, It's Your Time to Travel is discussing how to go from pause to play, and what it would take to break free, because the rules for travel has changed, and we will bring you up to date on all the changes. So coming up in the second half of the show, we will provide you with what it takes to travel in 2020. You know, I was reading an article before I came on the air that talked about how the virus is retreating with the combination of the vaccine and mask wearing and sanitizing, that the virus is retreating, but we're still in a dangerous point because there's still 125,000 people a day that get sick from the virus. So it's important that if you're able to get the vaccine, you need to make an appointment to get the vaccine. That's very important. But you need to continue to wear masks, wash your hands, and social distancing as we go forward and try to get to a place where the virus has no place to go. So in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about five things you need to know before booking a COVID-19 test abroad. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about. And we're also going to talk about what should be done to cheaters who lied about passing their COVID-19 test in order to travel. And then last, I have the CDC guidelines for travel internationally and domestically. The one thing you have to understand about this virus, I don't think America has taken all the steps needed to contain the virus. Canada has shut down its borders. Okay, we can't go to Canada. They have absolutely shut down their borders. They stopped flights from going to the Caribbean and Mexico. They canceled all those flights. They canceled people from going from Canada to Alaska. And they have shut down their borders because Canada says that their hospital rate was getting too high. So they have completely shut down their borders. Okay. America still insists on leaving their borders open, even though there's a new strain from the UK, there's a new strand from South Africa. They continue to leave their borders open. They're just saying that a negative test needs to be provided. Well, the problem with the negative test is at the time you take the test, you're negative. Okay, but that doesn't mean that once the test is completed, that you can't contact the virus when you're traveling. So one of the things that the CDC suggests, and we'll get into this in the second half of the show, is that even though you have a negative test, when you come back, you need to quarantine. You know, and they have a certain amount of days that you need to quarantine for to stop the spread of the virus. And you can be assured that everybody that travels is not doing that. For example, if I was to go to Cancun on the 28th, what I would do is get tested 3 days before I go. I would get a viral test, and that's the test where they stick the swab half all the way up your nose, okay? And then I would get the viral test before I went, and then I would have to get it again before I came back. And according to the CDC guidelines, when I came back, I would have to quarantine for X amount of days. Now, the problem with taking the test is once I take the test, then I have to stay away from work until I get the results back from the test. You know, so you're talking about a whole lot of work that's involved in getting ready to travel internationally, because if you're tested before you leave, then if you come back and you test positive, at least you know that you contacted it overseas or wherever you go. So in the second half of the show, we'll discuss the CDC guidelines on what it takes to travel. And the one thing that we talked about, and it's the last thing to talk about in the second half of the show, is having a vaccine passport. And this is a passport that shows all the vaccines that you've had in order to travel and not quarantine. So that's just a suggestion that they're talking about going into the future. But according to the CDC guidelines, if you have recently recovered from COVID-19 and are not experiencing any problems, it is not recommended that you test again in 3 months. After a positive test, 3 months after a positive test, if you have met the criteria to end isolation, you should travel with a copy of your positive test result and a letter from your doctor or health department that states you've been cleared to travel. So those are just some of the things that we're going to get into in the second half of the show. But we're talking about what it takes to break free to travel in 2021. With the virus in retreat now, it looks like everything leveling off, and it looks like the virus is retreating. This is not the time to let your guard down. We need to still wear a mask, set an appointment to get the vaccine, because the vaccine will get us all to zero immunity, and it's no place, there'd be no place for the virus to go, and it'll just die. So the vaccine is very important, but they still suggest that you wear a mask, that you social distance, and that you wash your hands frequently. So, listeners, you can join the conversation at 614-914-5001. Look up in the sky. It's the Superhero Travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's Ash Kicking.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkikin.com.
The Glory Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriesCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's LaGlory Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
Now we back for paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention, Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home, because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Today, the topic for the show is I Want to Break Free. And we're giving you It's Your Time to Travel Travel Guide for 2021. If you felt stuck on pause in 2020, you're not alone. Today, It's Your Time to Travel. We'll discuss how to go from pause to play and what it would take to break free, because the rules for travel has changed, and we will try and bring you up to date on all the changes. So in the first half of the show, we talked about the mandate. The TSA workers are granted authority to enforce Joe Biden's mask mandate. So it's mandatory if you're on a plane that you have to wear a face mask. And we also talked about on January 26th, COVID-19 testing is required for U.S. entry. We talked about that in the first half of the show. And the third thing that we talked about is what to do if you test positive traveling abroad. So we talked about that in the first half of the show, and we'll get into more of that in the second half of the show. But there's five things you need to know before booking a COVID-19 test abroad. According to the latest CDC guidelines, every air traveler arriving in the United States needs to present a negative COVID-19 test result in order to enter the country. That's created a whole new step for U.S. travelers considering international travel, and a variety of new factors to consider when planning your next trip internationally. The testing procedure can vary widely and can even affect the overall cost of travel, since travel insurance doesn't generally cover testing. Knowing what to look for can help assure a smoother travel experience. Here are five things to consider about testing abroad. Number one is, how do you reserve a test and when are results available? There's a lot of hotels, if you're traveling the Caribbean and Mexico, that provides a test for free. Once you get there, they sign you up and give you an appointment to take the test 72 hours before you travel. So how do you reserve a test and when are results available? Depending on the location and whether it's a PCR or rapid antigen test, both of which are acceptable for re-entry into the United States, response times can vary from less than 1 day to 72 hours or more. This makes it crucial to plan ahead and schedule the test so that results will be ready before you fly home. Most resorts ask guests to complete a form upon arrival and arrange a test with a local lab 24 hours before departure at a cost of $75 per test plus a $20 travel fee. But there's many resorts in the Caribbean and Mexico that will provide the test for free. They even set it up where it's available at the hotel and you don't have to travel anyplace. How much does the test cost? Our prices for the COVID test varies widely, ranging from free to several hundred dollars. So it may pay to shop around if a traveler is sensitive to pricing. If you contact Tide Surgeon Travel and you book it through Tide Surgeon Travel, we will do all the research for you. Antigen tests are offered free at a number of all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean. For example, Hard Rock Hotels, Unico 20 Degrees, 87 Degrees Hotel, Riviera Maya, Royalton Resorts. They offer free PCR and rapid antigen testing with results delivered within 72 hours. So where does the test take place? Again, many resorts have on-site testing at hotels, and that would be the easiest for travelers if your hotel has on-site testing. But there are other options as well to make it easier for travelers and travel advisors to access information about testing. A variety of tourism organizations list labs and hotels that provide COVID-19 testing for travelers. In the UK, a medical service company called Nomad Travel represents clinics that offer PCR tests in London, Manchester, and Dublin. And in Mexico, travelers can even take a COVID-19 test inside the airport terminal building, which makes exceptionally good sense for travelers arriving for a short stay. There's also an article in here, what if you're traveling with a tour operator? A variety of tour operators around the globe has upped their offering to arrange COVID testing for guests. And they list different companies. Abercrombie and Kent also offers on-site testing by working through its local offices in Egypt. The company can arrange tests in Cairo. Alluring Africa, meanwhile, arranges on-site tests in Kenya with fees that vary between $100 and $150 per person. So what's going on is that you have to put into your budget when you travel if there's a cost for the COVID-19 test. You have to budget that in. And you also have to have a contingency plan in case you test positive. So that means buying travel insurance. And a lot of travel insurance companies will provide you with a stay for up to 14 days if you test positive while traveling internationally. So what happens if you test positive? Negative results are what everyone wants from a COVID-19 test. But travelers should consider the costs and consequences of testing positive, since that usually requires a longer stay in the destination they're visiting. Some organizations and hotelers have created new policies to address this possibility. For example, in the Dominican Republic, all travelers arriving until March 30th, 2020 receives free insurance that covers medical expenses, accommodations, meals, and airline change fees for visitors who are ill and can't leave the country because of COVID-19. The insurance, however, only applies to those staying in hotels and resorts. It does not apply to Airbnbs, VRBOs, or other short-term rentals. A few hotel companies, including the Palladium Hotel Group, AM Resorts, also have policies in place that cover the cost of accommodations for a set amount of time for positive testing guests. Other hotelers simply offer discounts for medically required extended stays. So, and I have a note down here, even though test results can be uploaded, Thai Surgeon Travel recommends getting a printed copy of your negative test result. So, when you get tested, they will upload the information to the airlines, but we also suggest that you carry a printed copy of your negative test results. And we also have a pre-approved list of testing sites across our destinations, as well as which hotels are offering on-site testing for free or at a cost. So you need to give us a call at 866-547-5362, and we can get you the list. And I talked about this before the closing of the first half of the show. According to CDC guidelines, if you have recently recovered from COVID-19 and are not experiencing any problems, it is not recommended that you test again in 3 months after a positive test. If you have met the criteria to end isolation, you should travel with a copy of your positive test results and a letter from your doctor or health department that states that you've been cleared for travel. So, it's unbelievable that some people are cheating. What should be done to cheaters who lied about passing their COVID-19 test in order to travel? What began last year is a few bad apples falsifying COVID-19 tests to allow them to travel has turned into a full-blown thriving market. The black market, that is. The inception of travel restrictions in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic has led to a culture of cheating for many who want to fly, but can't if they test positive for the virus. In short, if you got the cash, there are plenty of nefarious characters using Photoshop and Microsoft Paint to forge documents. So we've asked two such forgers how it worked, and both who asked to remain anonymous were more than happy to give details. So one person says, "I just fired Photoshop and changed the date," wrote one man who had doctored results for an entire group of friends. Fun fact, the document, the test result, was in French, whereas they were in Sweden the day it was supposedly made. but they didn't see a problem in that. The other person that we talked to took a slightly less sophisticated route and changed the date of an old test with Microsoft Paint for his vacation to Southern Europe. The two aren't alone. This week, 40 travelers tried to present fake test results to get into Croatia. And earlier this year, a Dutch teenager who tested positive for the virus went a step further and falsified her results to escape quarantine in Switzerland. She was arrested just before boarding the plane. The Vice report includes confirmation from a spokesperson with the aviation industry group Airlines for America that staff members tasked with verifying that a passenger has a legitimate test result has not received any specialized training in reading the documents. The respected travel guide, Formers, said part of the problem is that COVID-19 tests are not universal and come in different languages. This guide suggests the need to standardize test results. To standardize test results because of the law that was passed when the United States began requiring negative COVID-19 tests for all who entered from abroad, including U.S. citizens returning from vacations. So what to do with cheaters? If you remember, there was a guy on a United Airlines flight that had tested positive for COVID-19, and he ended up dying on the flight. Flight attendant gave him mouth-to-mouth, and he was already positive, but he flew anyway. So, you know, we got to get a handle on this to keep the cheaters from spreading the virus. So if you can think of any ways that what we should do with cheaters, you need to give us a call and let us know. So in closing, I have the CDC guidelines. And the CDC guidelines covers air travel, period. It doesn't make any difference if you're going domestically or if you're traveling internationally. Air travel, now, the beginning of the show, the first half of the show, we talked about our article that I read that said the most contagious place that you can contact the COVID-19 is at the grocery store. Well, and they suggest instead of going into the grocery store that you do curbside or you have it delivered to your home. So just imagine going through an airport with all the people in the airport, all the things you would touch and come in contact with, and just traveling through the terminal. So air travel requires spending time in security lines. So there's one line in airport terminals, which can bring you in close contact with other people and frequently touched surfaces. Social distancing is difficult in busy airports and on crowded flights. And sitting within 6 feet of others, sometimes for hours, may increase your risk of getting COVID-19. How you get to and from the airport, such as with public transportation and ride sharing, can also increase your chances of being exposed to the virus. So with all that, and they say the grocery store is the one place that is highly contagious, just imagine what an airport is like. Testing before and after travel can reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19. But testing does not eliminate all risks. But when paired with a period of staying at home and everyday precautions like wearing masks, social distancing, washing your hands, It can make travel safer by reducing spread on planes, in airport, and at destinations. So here's what to do. If you're eligible, get fully vaccinated for COVID-19. Wait 2 weeks after getting your second vaccine dose to travel. It takes time for your body to build protection after any vaccination. So the number one thing they suggest is that you get fully vaccinated and wait 2 weeks after getting the second vaccine dose before you travel. So if you're traveling, get tested with a viral test 1 to 3 days before you travel. Keep a copy of your test results with you during travel in case you are asked for them. Story I told when all this first started in 2020, this is back in February, in China, where all this broke out at, they used a QR code on your phone to determine if you should be traveling or not. So if they stopped you and your code was the wrong color, you couldn't travel. But of course, that's over in China. We don't seem to be that sophisticated about it. But in China, people who travel, they had this QR code on their phone, and the color of that code determined if they were able to travel or not. So here what to do. We talked about getting fully vaccinated for the COVID-19. Wait 2 weeks after your second vaccine dose to travel. Get tested with a viral test 1 to 3 days before you travel. Keep a copy of your test results with you during travel in case you are asked for them. Don't travel if you test positive and immediately isolate yourself and follow the public health recommendations. All air passengers coming to the United States, including U.S. citizens, are required to have a negative COVID-19 test result or documentation of recovery from COVID-19 before boarding a flight to the United States. And again, I'm reading the CDC guidelines. Get tested 3 to 5 days after travel and stay home and self-quarantine for 7 days after you travel. So how many people that travel are staying home and quarantined 7 days after they travel? And even if you test negative, stay home and self-quarantine for the full 7 days. So again, this is a CDC guideline suggesting that even if you test negative, you still need to stay home and self-quarantine for a full 7 days after you travel. And if you don't get tested, it's safest to stay home for 10 days after you travel. Always follow state and local recommendations or requirements related to travel. Delay your travel if you are waiting for test results. Most airlines will refund you your money if you're waiting for test results and you can't fly. Do not travel if you were exposed to COVID-19, you are sick, or you have tested positive for COVID-19. Learn when it's safe for you to travel. And don't travel with someone who is sick. And again, these are the CDC guidelines. The CDC guidelines suggest that you get tested before you fly. Below is what you need to know about getting tested before your international flight. Get tested with a viral test 1 to 3 days before your trip. And again, no more than 3 days before your return flight to the United States departs. Make sure you get your test results before you travel. If you're waiting for test results, delay your travel. Do not travel if your test results are positive. And again, we talked about what should be done to cheaters who have lied about passing the COVID-19 test. So do not travel if your test results are positive. Immediately isolate yourself and follow public health recommendations. A negative test does not mean that you were not exposed or that you would not develop COVID-19. Make sure to wear a mask, avoid crowds, and stay at least 6 feet 2 meters, about 2 arm lengths from others. Wash your hands and watch your health for signs of illness while traveling. Again, when this first all started, you know, I suggested that you, when you're traveling through the airport, that you wear clothes that once you get to your destination that you can dispose of. Because of all the contact you're coming to traveling through airports and airplanes. The CDC suggests you keep a copy of your test results with you during travel, and you may be asked for them. And they also suggest that you plan ahead. Check if your airlines require any health information, testing, or other documents. Some destinations require testing before travel and or after arrival. Information about testing requirements for your destination may be available from the Office of Foreign Affairs or Ministry of Health or the U.S. Department of State Bureau of Consular Affairs. Take steps to reduce higher risk activities for 14 days before your trip and get tested 1 to 3 days before you travel. This could help reduce the chance that your travel will be interrupted or delayed by COVID-19. So I will repeat that. Take steps to reduce higher risk activities for 14 days before you travel and get tested 1 to 3 days before you travel. So take steps to reduce higher risk activities for 14 days before your trip and get tested 1 to 3 days before you travel. Do not travel if you were exposed to COVID-19, you are sick, or you have tested positive for COVID-19. Get tested and stay home after travel. I have clients that at the end of the month is flying to Florida. And this suggests that you get tested with a viral test 3 to 5 days after travel and stay home and self-quarantine for a full 7 days after travel. Even if you test negative, stay home and self-quarantine for the full 7 days. If you test positive, isolate yourself to protect others from getting infected. And if you don't get tested, stay home and self-quarantine for 10 days after travel. Avoid being around people who are at increased risk for severe illness for 14 days, whether you get tested or not. Avoid being around people who are at increased risk for severe illness for 14 days, whether you get tested or not. So if you're traveling, you need to stay away from people that are at severe risk of becoming sick for 14 days. So my sons, they've been running in and out of town, running to Memphis, Tennessee, running to all these different cities. So when they come back, I just suggested to them that they stay away from me for 14 days because I don't know where they've been. I don't know who they've been around. And my suggestion to them is that you stay away from me for 14 days. Follow all state and local recommendations or requirements after travel. Also, take these actions after you return from travel to protect others from getting the COVID-19. Avoid crowds and stay at least 6 feet, 2 meters, or 2 arm lengths from anyone who did not travel with you. It's important to do this everywhere, both indoors and outdoors. Wear a mask over your nose and mouth when in public settings. Masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or out of the United States and in U.S. transportation hubs such as airports and stations. If there are people in the household who did not travel with you, wear a mask and ask everyone in the household to wear a mask in shared spaces inside your home for 14 days after travel. Wash your hands often or use a hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. Avoid being around people who are at increased risk for severe illness. Watch your health. Look for symptoms of COVID-19. There is a COVID self-checker available on the CDC website. Look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, and we're able to take you around the world by land air, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.